I live on an island in Puget Sound, Vashon Island. Combined with our little sister, Maury Island, we're almost the size of Manhattan Island. And the similarities don't stop there. Manhattan Island has more delis per capita than any island in America. Vashon Island can say the same thing about llamas. Yep, South American pack animals are everywhere here. There's even a little league ball field where llamas graze peacefully beyond the outfield fence. Jack one out to left with the bases loaded? That would be a grand salama. Well, to me anyway. I'm Jeff Hoyt. Welcome to Hoytus Interruptus. Hey, come on, I needed llama music. This was as close as I could get. Okay, that's enough. Segway? Now, where were we? Oh, yeah, Vashon Island and Manhattan Island. Compare and contrast. Well, let's see, you can get to Manhattan Island by any one of 18 bridges, 3 tunnels, or God knows how many subway links. You can get to Vashon Island on a ferry. Or by swimming across Puget Sound really, really fast, before the hypothermia sets in. Now, for Vashon to have as many people as New York City, each islander here would have to invite 800 friends over. All at once. In our house alone, we'd be on the hook for 3,200 guests, which would kill the hot water heater and the septic system. Now, it's not that I'm anti-growth or anything. I'm sure there are many islanders who wish we could be just as big as New York City. I can think of, no one, actually. Couldn't happen anyway. I mean, in order for Vashon Island to take on as many people as Manhattan Island on any given weekday, every ferry that sails to our island would have to be jammed to capacity on each and every passage, around the clock, for just over 4 months. Which reveals something else about living on an island. You have just enough time on your hands to do some incredibly pointless math. There is safety. Yes, there is safety in numbers, especially when you live on an island. Here on Vashon, we're surrounded by communities who have long licked their chops at the idea of turning our island into a gateway for growth. We have Seattle to the north, Tacoma to the south, a packed, congested urban landscape to the east, and a rural peninsula to the west. When the mainland suggested a bridge to and from Vashon, islanders turned out in force. The idea hasn't come up again in years. A bridge would make living on Vashon like living anywhere else. The character of our community would be changed forever. Not everyone who moves here gets used to having their lives revolve around a ferry schedule. It took us a couple of years at least. But once you get over the hump, everything just slows down a little bit. Oh, sorry, I should have warned you. We're boarding the Evergreen State Ferry. Holds about 80 cars or so. We're departing from the Fauntleroy Ferry Dock in West Seattle, on our way across Puget Sound to the north end of Vashon. Ferry riding just becomes a way of life for everyone who lives on the island. We know what boats to avoid and what boats we can just drive onto 20 seconds before they leave. If we're at home and have friends from the city coming for a visit, we can predict their arrival to within a couple of minutes. If we're having several friends over, they all pull into the driveway at pretty much the same instant, and the visit goes from 0 to 60, just like that. Then as the evening wears on, we finally learn to feel no guilt in reminding our guests that if they want to catch the 9:50 straight back to Seattle, they'll have to leave, well, now. Otherwise, they'll have to take the 10:45 Death March ferry that goes over to the Olympic Peninsula first, thus tripling their crossing time. That kind of news will empty a house in a hurry. Ooh, it's the safety announcement.
Welcome aboard the Washington State Ferries. May I have your attention, please?
Yes, you may.
For security reasons, we ask that passengers not leave any backpacks, luggage, packages, or other personal belongings unattended during this crossing.
Now this would be our homeland security moment. Gotta keep the ferries safe from those terrorists. Some of the boats, in fact, are even followed from time to time by Coast Guard Zodiac boats with front-mounted machine guns. It's very reassuring, I think. And every couple of weeks, I'll notice a bomb-sniffing dog walking along the ferry dock, checking the undercarriage of everyone's cars for explosives. Either that or he's about to urinate on someone's front tire.
Thank you for your attention, and we hope you enjoy your trip.
Oh, yes, I will. Thank you. Now, many people who ride the ferries prefer to remain in their car for the duration of both the wait on the dock and the sailing across. The car becomes part mobile office, part reading nook, part motel bed, depending on the time of day. For those who head upstairs and take in the scenery, though, my favorite moment to and from Vashon Island is one that's worthy of Spielberg, the Rainier Reveal. It's that moment coming and going when Mount Rainier, all 14,411 feet of it, slowly unveils itself as the ferry clears the last outcropping of land. On a perfect day, when the mountain bears all, her slow striptease of a reveal from a moving ferry is never anything short of breathtaking. Well, this isn't all that long of a ferry ride, so I guess it's time to tell the story that inspired this podcast. And by podcast, I mean that, well, quite literally. You see, this ferry, the Evergreen State, is the only boat in the Washington State ferry fleet that ever became a parent, sort of. For 6 months in 2002, the North End Ferry Dock here on Vashon Island became home for a lonely 2-year-old baby killer whale that had separated from its pod after its mother had apparently died. She was identified as A73, a number determined by her birth order in the pod. Here on the island, she came to be known as Springer.
We were scanning with our binoculars, and sure enough, we saw this little teeny tiny dorsal fin bobbing around out there all by her lonesome.
Orca Annie Statler is the coordinator of the Vashon Hydrophone Project, which listens to whales that pass by the island through a special microphone placed in the water just offshore. She noticed, as soon as Springer showed up, that the whale wasn't in very good shape.
She had this horrible-looking skin condition. She was underweight. She had this condition that we call peanut head. It's an indentation in the head behind the blowhole, and that's a sign of anorexia in killer whales.
Despite her condition, Springer was happy to have contact with people and boats, especially this one. She had a particular affection for the Evergreen State. Whenever it was in the dock, there was a good chance that Springer could be found floating quietly alongside the starboard stern, occasionally rubbing against the boat itself or just listening to the sound of the ferry's propeller. Whenever I would ride this boat from Seattle to Vashon, I would stand out on the bow as we approached the dock, and I'd often see Springer flipping her tail or breaching in front of the ferry slip, eagerly anticipating the return of the Evergreen State. Kim Schreid is a ferry worker on the Vashon side of the route.
She was bored and wanted somebody to play with. The engineers, she actually kind of irritated them after a while, because what she would do is she knew where the engine room was, and she'd go underneath the water and she'd kind of click and bang where the engine room was, and then she'd swim around to the front, and if they didn't show up, she'd go back and she wouldn't leave them alone. She'd kind of make noise and bang into the underwater of the boat where the engine room was and swim around to the front, wait again, and then as soon as they went out, she would take sea kelp and she'd whip it up onto the car deck. And then they would have to throw it back to her. And some of them loved it, and some of them just, she bugged the heck out of them.
The sun was in clouds, the sun looked out, exposed a trail, mist and spouts. Ships followed the ancient lead, deceiving friends under the
sea.
word spread about the orphaned orca whale, and before long, Springer became both a media sensation and a tourist attraction.
Wow, imagine that. They won't fight back. I got a theory on that. A whale's heart is as big as a car. A whaler's thought must be smudged by the dark. They won't fight back. I'm sure they know how. Beings they love are too proud. They won't fight back. I'm sure they know how. Beings they love are too proud. They swim. It's really free. If a beautiful thing to see. They sing.
Passengers would cross to the island and back just for the chance to see Springer swimming near the boat or the dock. Pleasure boaters would float offshore and have a better than average chance of having Springer swim right up to the hull of their boat for a visit. The whale's increasing comfort with humans and boats was becoming a hazard to her health.
She was somewhat approachable, probably because she was incredibly lonely. We should remind everyone that it's illegal to actively engage a killer whale, to deliberately approach them.
As Springer's weight continued to drop, her skin condition grew worse, and more and more close encounters with pleasure boaters finally forced the issue, setting the stage for a daring rescue and reunification effort. The plan was to capture Springer, transport her to a pen in Puget Sound for rehabilitation, and then attempt an unprecedented reunion with her home pod. On the day of the rescue, it was hard for the ferry workers to say goodbye.
Oh, I cried so hard. I couldn't even see. I told everybody I had sunscreen in my eye.
Springer calmly cooperated with her rescuers, and after a few weeks of rehab in a holding pen not far from Vashon Island, it was time to take her home. Annie Stadler.
Well, she had a really slick, high-class ride. She went up on a high-speed catamaran.
After an 8-hour trip to the northern waters of British Columbia, it was expected that Springer would need some adjustment time. But on her first night in her new pen,
she was calling out that the whales came by during the night. And she was very excited. She was vocalizing to them, and she was reaching in the pen, and the researchers felt like this is a really good sign because she was in vocal communication with the whales that were swimming outside. And some of her relatives came by the next day, and she was out of there.
Today, 3 years later, Springer has become completely integrated with her resident community of killer whales. She's a healthy 5-year-old, and thanks to some stern intervention by the other whales in her pod who are looking out for her safety, she no longer approaches boats.
Springer is a special whale to us, and boy, you know, killer whales, they transmit culture from one generation to the next, and when she gets to be a matriarch, boy, isn't she going to have some amazing stories to tell her family. I'm sure she's telling them now about her excellent adventure down at Vashon Island.
So, that's the story of Springer.
Your attention, please. We are now arriving at Vashon Island. All passengers must go ashore at Vashon.
Wow, and here we are. That's the kind of timing that can only happen through the magic of digital editing. Hey, come on over to Vashon sometime. The orcas are chasing salmon around the island for another few months. You might get lucky. And if there are no whales during your ferry ride, there's always the Rainier Reveal, unless it's cloudy and raining. We are talking about the Pacific Northwest here, so your mileage may vary. That's it for this edition of Hoytus Interruptus. Thanks for taking the time. I'm Jeff Hoyt.
It's raining. It's pouring. But I ain't complaining. 'Cause I love the rain. Thank you.
about all those things that we never thought we'd say. Let's dance between the raindrops, get soaked to the skin, wash away the stink of this pain and suffering. It's raining. It's pouring. But I ain't complaining, 'cause I love the rain. I'll climb up on the rooftop, stick a spire into the sky, break the clouds until they burst on the city, you and I. We could talk about the weather or the price of London rent, but I'm sick and tired of being dry, so let's get wet. It's raining. The rain.